so happy to be back. It's another episode of Sex and Sanity, guys. Tila's setup is so different today. If you're listening to this on a podcast player, go to YouTube, type Sex and Sanity, and watch our video. We're playing a game in the studio today. It's a Sex and Sanity game time, and we have cards. As usual, I'm with my co-host, Sister Araba.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Yours truly. Oh, you guys, did I tell you that I'm the most fun when I'm blonde? Like, I love blonde me so much.
So it's
like,
good for the game.
Yeah. So blonde me is in the cut. Okay.
That's blonde you, right?
The most fun anywhere.
Is blonde you a pillow princess?
Still a pillow princess.
Yeah, give me blonde
or brunette too. Pillow princess till I die.
All right, guys. So we have three guests in the studio with us. One of them has been here before. One, I'm sure you already know her. And yeah, you've been hearing her on the podcast. And we have a male. So who should we start? Should we go this way or this way? Okay. So we have ACS, the legend. Yes. How sexy are you feeling?
Feeling really sexy.
Okay.
But yeah. You guys, I forgot to tell you one thing. You see, now we changed our song from Awo Sumi. You hear a new song before you hear the podcast, yeah. Right? It's this lady is right S. here.
I'm shy.
All right. So the lady by me on my right is Miss Toby. She's been on Sex and Sanity before.
Yes,
she's like one of the favorite like listeners.
Yes.
Everybody just tells me, who's that lady?
Because you like buttons.
Was so fun.
Like,
and
guys, lady?
We have a new guest. He's a male. Hi, Mr. Shay.
Hi,
Mr. Shay with the vibe.
Shay with the vibe right now.
How sexy are you feeling?
Very sexy.
Okay, guys. So we're gonna be playing these drinking cards, SNS drinking cards. So I'll give each player a number of cards, and then we'll start the game. Okay.
Please pass it.
Wow. Awesome, still. Awesome.
Hey, bro.
Oh, more Charlie.
It's hey. You do one more Charlie for me.
Wow.
Oh, more Charlie.
Okay, guys. Hey. So each of us has a number of cards. So what we're going to do is we're going to go clockwise. So for each round, you read what's on your card that you're going to choose to go with. And if you've done it, you drink and tell us about it. A brief story about it. That's it. Chase, what's on your first card?
You're having one card.
On this first card is, have you ever fingered ass? Definitely, yes.
Okay, so I'll be like, well.
So you take your shot. So you fingered ass, Jay. Jay, you're a freaky boy.
Jay, you're a very bad boy. Jay, you're a freaky
boy. Oh, wow. Sorry.
Yes. Okay.
Jay, you're bad.
You have to put it. You can put it away or...
You're next. Which one do I want to start with? I'm so sorry. Have you ever fucked somebody knowing so well they have a partner? Could be either in a relationship or in marriage.
Yes.
I have.
You don't want to share the story. We can't.
Why should I share? You are an equal concern. Why do you want to hear the story behind it?
Okay, have you ever had sex in a parking lot? Yeah, guys, I have a story.
Of course you have.
What's the story?
Okay, we were in a club and we were so horny, so we left to have sex in the car in the parking lot. Then we went back in after.
Wow, nice. that sounds cute.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Cute. There's nothing cute about it. It is very raspy.
It's cute. I'm very sure you come after.
Like if you are dating someone, like you do like a little quick
snack.
And then you're just like,
but you know some quickie are the nicest sex ever. Sometimes some quickie are the nicest sex ever.
So yes, some quick, you know,
yes, yes, it is. Sometimes
carry on.
Hey, all right. Shay and Ami, you people,
say
good together.
You've ever had a sneaky link?
Yeah, take a shot
if you've had a sneaky link.
I think everybody has had a sneaky link.
I don't think Araba has had a sneaky link.
Sensational.
What are you doing?
Most of him are mystery.
Never. Never. Not at all. I don't indulge in the things you heathens indulge in.
Okay.
Take a shot if you've ever done partner swapping during sex.
Hey.
I'm the only one who hasn't drunk.
Have never.
So guys, women are swapping is when you're having sex with somebody and maybe Toby's having sex with Shay and let's say I'm having sex with Arab and Toby's having sex with Shay and after a while, Shay comes on top of me and you go on top of her. That's partner swapping.
Wow, that sounds nice.
Very, very nice.
Or I'm going to put it back. Yes. Okay.
Take a shot if what?
Have you ever eaten ass?
Have you been getting ass players?
Before they come at you.
You give a story. The last time you ate ass.
Hey, Shay, whose ass did you eat? And how long ago has it been?
I'm putting you on the spot like that.
Oh, I won't give you a story of this. I'll give you a story of the next one. Don't worry, I promise.
Okay.
This is not nice. It was nice, but at the end.
How did you eat
nice.
It? Did you eat it?
Where did you eat it? I ate it from. Okay, so it's down to the ass.
And then back. Do you know I like that? Like when it go out.
Yes, that's the best. You know what I'm saying?
Did I just do that on camera?
Just get
it. It's your turn. Okay, it's my turn.
Okay.
Take a shot if...
Have you ever explored pegging? Yes, I have.
Okay.
God bless you.
Can you tell us the story?
Wait, excuse me. Pegging, right? It's like when you... I'm the pegger. Not the peggy.
I think all suffice. All was
No.
In this situation,
pegging doesn't apply to you because for a woman, it's just anal sex.
Okay.
But
okay.
If you are a male and you are being fucked in your ass by somebody who has a vagina or a vulva and they are using a strap-on dildo, that's pegging. That's what you say. Hey, man.
Yeah, bad girl.
That is the story.
Well, so, I was seeing this guy and he was bisexual. He is bisexual. And it was something that he requested. And I was like, why not?
So you use lube?
Lube. And I was wearing like a strap.
Did you spank him?
No, I didn't. It was awkward at some point, but you know.
Was he arched?
I hope he's not watching this because I'm
artist
fucking.
And then like, why? So we don't
know. Oh yeah, so like he was bent over, obviously. But like I don't remember if he arched or not. Yeah.
Okay. Take a shot. Hello.
I will take a shot. Relax.
Definitely.
The way I'm sweating. This is moving me in Charlie.
Okay. Take a shot if you've ever broken someone's heart. I've been told before that I've broken. Heart, so.
Hey, that's the heartbreaker. Phone taker.
I didn't mean to.
Oh.
That nigga to tell you, oh, Gina, you broke my heart. Like, so what? I'm sorry to
you
one of
bad.
Them.
You are
I'm
very
sorry.
Bad, yo.
If you are watching this, one of them, you know I gave you so much respect. I'm sorry.
Oh. Yeah. She's sorry.
Sorry.
My ex.
Take a shot if you have ever fantasized about someone else while fucking. I'm always in the moment, so no.
You've never done that. This is a good girl.
Oh, I'm in the moment. Like, it's you. It's you. Oh my God.
Take a shot if you've ever been in cuffs for sex.
If you've ever been what?
In cuffs. Handcuffs.
Oh.
For sex.
Hey, sister, you take a shot.
Hey, how do you
hey,
know
were
this?
You the one?
I'm shocked. Yeah. 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 She's been in my bedroom. Yeah. I think cuffs are so basic.
It's basic for you, but it's not basic for other people.
No, I feel like people who are fun, right? Cuffs are very basic, and everybody's fun. Like, we know that.
I feel
take a shot if what?
Take a shot if you have ever gone out with a sex toy.
Inside you.
No. Anal plug inside you.
He doesn't have adding.
It's your turn. For the first time, you have not drunk.
Okay. Take a shot if you've ever been given a lap dance.
Oh, Charlie.
Yes.
Of course.
I keep drinking.
Of course. The last time, when did you have it at?
I think it was you.
I gave you a lap dance.
Yes.
I mean, you give the lap dance. Like, we were outside our republic. We were republic.
It looks like it was
your next
time.
I was just taking my video. This guy jumped on me and started twerking.
I was like,
what?
What is this?
Do you know that? All right. Take a shot if someone in this room has made you come before.
Mm.
Nobody in this room has made me come before. So I'm not drinking.
Hey.
Nobody in this room has made me
come. Lucky you.
All right.
She's unlucky you.
Take a shot if you've ever been in a situation.
Oh, of course. Everybody in Accra has been in a situation.
Are you guys sweating?
It's me too.
Don't worry, you don't have to. You have to.
Look at my tears.
Alcohol is breaking you.
It's working.
Want to give mom and dad their dream retirement? Or do your younger relatives need something small to keep going in this economy? Do you need a fast, safe, and reliable way to send money to your relatives in Ghana? Your answer is just two taps away. Yes! Introducing TapTap Send, your go-to safe solution for instant money transfers to Ghana. Download TapTap Send today from your app store and send money as easily as you can say, tap tap.
Take a shot if you've ever had sex in a car while someone else was driving.
I don't think you've done that. It's on my bucket list, guys. I want to do
this. Is this not what you're trying to do the last year?
I think that's why you're my best friend.
We are best friends, baby. Let's go.
If you've ever gone on a blind
date.
Take a shot if you've ever gone on a blind date.
Have you gone on a blind date?
No.
Wow.
I've never gone on a blind date.
I've never gone on a blind date.
The person I was meant to go on a blind date with, she like turned me off because her dad wanted her to meet a senator's son.
Ah,
so you're not a senator's son too?
My father is not a senator, but he's someone big in my
so
state.
She didn't like your father's...
But it was her father.
I've not seen her face, but she told me things.
That her father wanted a senator.
Not someone of just like a big person, no. But like senator or like governor.
Because you know,
because of our class.
Wow. Okay.
And
take a shot if.
Take a shot if you've ever said I love you without meaning it.
Yes.
Oh, Charlie.
Tickets. I know you definitely take it.
Don't be. No lie.
Wow, you're a heartbreaker.
You know how to lie.
Now, do you know that I've been drinking since we started this year?
Because.
There's no hope.
The game is.
Who shuffled this card?
The game is. It's our card. It's not me. You would have said it to me. Take it. Take a shot if you've ever had a hickey. I've had a hickey. Do you know the last time I had a hickey, it was my work colleagues at work that made me know. Because we were at work, right? And then one guy was like, what's that? I said, what? He said, what's that? I said, I don't know what it is. He said, you have a hickey. I said, hey? I've come from a guy's place. So I was like, oh, I didn't know I got a hickey. I feel like when men give you a hickey, they should let you know. Because sometimes we don't realize.
Yes.
Do you always know when you have a hickey?
No.
Because in some way, when somebody else
can't relate. Dark skinned women, okay.
Sorry,
I think I can't relate to
somebody else has a hickey.
About being a dark skinned woman.
And they were like, where did you go last night? I said, oh, actually,
the guy will notice.
You won't notice.
You think so?
But yeah, they were cool people.
That skin tone won't
be. It depends on how hard the person bites. But are you a vampire to bite somebody?
If it shows, then it's bruising.
Yeah, because he saw it and then he was like, where did I go? I was like, oh, I went to see the guy I was seeing. And then he was like, I was like, oh, so I got a hickey. I just wished I was told when I got the hickey. So I used concealer to hide it or something. All right.
Take a shot if you have ever incorporated food in the bedroom. I have not.
Hey. Wow.
Alhamdulillah. Anyway.
God is
take a shot if you've ever squeezed your thighs for an orgasm. That's just an Amishika thing.
Yes, I mean, you should have gotten that.
Yeah, because I've been doing that anyway.
Take a shot if someone has ever spat in your mouth.
Whoa.
Yes.
Oh, so you nasty.
One thing people say is I look innocent, but you don't have to judge me by my look. Don't
I feel like you
don't judge.
I never thought you were innocent, cover. Not for once.
How do you know?
How do you know?
I just didn't think he was innocent.
That's innocent. That's
it.
It's not a
joke.
No, I wish I came back when I was on my low horse. Then you know.
No, but
Cherry looks innocent to me though.
Cherry, I feel like Araba encounters too many people to think you are innocent.
Yeah.
It's a Kiki challenge.
Have you ever been fingered while they were driving?
Take a shot if you've been fingered while they were driving. Have you been fingered while they were driving?
Our sister with the chair. Take it.
So we have to give us a story.
Well, it was a road trip and we're driving
to where?
It was in Nigeria though.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, does it matter if he was the one driving?
Like, so you were driving and he was fingering you. Drink, do you drink? You're supposed to
drink. Yes, drink.
Just drink.
Chill,
though. This is your dirty life. You've chilled.
More life.
She has chilled
more life. More good wealth. Success. Blessing.
Nah, man. More orgasms.
Thank you. More orgasms to come.
I mean, come on. It's your turn now.
She has to grab my hand. Take a shot if you've ever had high sex. Of course. I'm a freaky, freaky girl.
High sex.
Okay.
Take a shot if you've ever had sex on a video call. Not yet.
Okay. I'm taking a shot not that in a long distance relationship.
I get it.
Take a shot if you've ever cried during sex.
During. No man has made me cry.
During
or after? Drink.
During sex.
I not cried during sex. I have cried after sex.
So why did you cry?
Not during.
But why did you cry? No.
It was just a great feeling. It felt great. Everything was too beautiful. It was like very, very. I was at a peak of pleasure.
I want that.
I wish you could feel it.
Peak of pleasure. Like I just wanted to melt in his arms, and then I was just like,
I had some crazy partner that kept wanting to cry.
Yeah.
He kept saying, I want to beat you till you cry.
Oh,
he's not meant to say it. Take a shot. If you've ever recorded yourself having sex.
Of course,
yes.
You're taking a shot.
I have a story about that.
He looked away.
Sorry.
And that sex with a primary school crush, and she was
in primary school.
A primary school crush.
They are grown now, please.
They are grown now. So she invited me over to an hotel. She booked the hotel herself. She invited me over. She paid. She used me. Let me put it that way.
Hey,
used me.
Hey,
no, you wait. Hold on. She used me, but she never won.
Explain.
Because we went like four rounds, and that four rounds I could like bring out like 1 hour 30 minutes of one round.
Hey,
she was like,
dominated you.
We went like 1 hour 30 minutes on this, and I was like, that's the best for you. You get
okay. So you went 1 hour 30 minutes, and she recorded with her phone.
I was even the one like she brought the idea, then I brought out my phone to record it.
Okay, so recorded the whole thing.
The whole thing.
So do you still have it?
Where do you want to know?
No, it's just a question.
I
don't want to see it.
It's in my flash drive for you. No one can ever get it.
No one can see it. Because me, I've recorded only once, but we deleted right after.
I have my experience with my recording. Ex-girlfriend, and I have one.
Why was there?
My cross.
Yeah, okay.
Keep it safe though.
Very safe. You can never find that flash drive.
Me, I made sure we deleted it after.
Yeah.
Okay, Tommy. Let's hear you out.
You've ever been blindfolded? No.
Oh, finally.
I said no. You are four people. I have not.
Finally.
I like to look.
I will see your face.
Yeah, you see my face.
Guys, blindfolds.
Look into my eyes.
Guys, blindfolds are fun, please. Use blindfolds, okay? Because it makes things exciting. Okay, take a shot if you've ever had high... No, I already done that. Okay, take a shot if you've ever had X sex. The only XX I had, we ended up coming back together. Does it count? XX, having sex
Yes.
X that I had sex with, I had sex with him and we ended up coming back.
Yes, because
but it felt is an XX.
It was XX. So, okay, I don't mind.
It felt great with you. That's why you came back.
So, all right, mommy.
All right. Take a shot if a partner has ever used a sex toy on you.
Thank you. We want to start.
This is the last round.
You have to finish it. It's the last round. So we are not playing the game. We played anyway, three times, right?
Take a shot if you've ever had sex in a hotel.
Of course. That, like, if you haven't, like, I'll be so disappointed.
I'm on holiday day. Like, I like going on holiday. I'll take the chance. I'll take the weekend getaway, the weekend trip. I'll go outside. I'll leave my house. So cheers.
Okay, guys, we've come to the end of the episode. Guys, see, these are cards. We're going to be doing a game thing every couple of episodes. So expect another episode like this soon before the year ends. This was fun, right? Yeah. So the next time we do it, we'll have different people and then we'll play games. I hope that you guys enjoyed this. We're going to be... Sex and Sanity has drinking cards now. The cards are to make you get lit. Make the people at your parties get lit. So you start your parties with these cards. Come play with your partners, couples, whatever. Because you take a shot if you've done it and you talk around it, right? I hope you enjoyed watching this and listening to this. If you listen to this on audio player, check YouTube because we're on YouTube now. You guys, a lot of you don't know that, I'm realizing. So type Sex and Sanity on YouTube or Sex and Sanity everywhere. Our podcast network is the Gold Coast Report. So type the Gold Coast Report everywhere. We have a lot of podcasts on our network. It's a premier podcast network from Ghana. So if you know Sex and Sanity, you should know GCR, right? So guys, thank you to S, the legend. Thank you to Toby. Thank you to Shay. They're going to come on again. And me and my co-host there, we're always here. So guys, we hope that you enjoyed listening to this episode. If you want more of these episodes, let me know. Because me, I think we have a party later. I'm going to make us play this game. Because these cards, if you want to get these cards for your games and your stuff, hit me up because they are Sex and Sanity drinking games.
This has been a Gold Coast Report production.